Bear with me. I want to tell you something about being old. Yep, I am officially described, tagged as OLD. 78, soon to be 79. My hair is white, although I did decide to put that purple streak in because I didn't want to be another white-haired lady in Florida. But I are a white-haired lady in Florida, even with the damn streak. My body is suddenly wider in the middle. Why does all the fat settle there around the middle? I could use a little in my ass and my tits, but no matter how much I exercise and try to will that tire away, it sticks there, resists any attempt to deflate it. There are flat tires on my bike, sometimes on my car. Why can't my middle be a flat tire? My skin, I am told by my friendly dermatologist, is very thin, fragile. If I bump into something, that tissue paper epidermis often just tears open. Yuck, it's disgusting. And then there are those special places on my body where the skin is like crepe paper. That is an apt description, crepe paper. And guess what? Crepe erase does not work. I'm loath to admit that I fell for that crap commercial on the web and then spent some time, a valuable commodity at, you know, my age, rubbing the stuff in. They wanted me to keep replacing it month after month, but I finally found a way to stop it. I think it involved my crying into the phone to a person from a foreign country. But I want to tell you that besides all that, beside the fact that my reflection in the bathroom mirror is my mother, I truly do not believe, fully compute, that I am, as they say, old. The evidence is there, but despite it all, my interior image, myself's self, is not old. I'm me. I am me, the same as I was 10, 20, 30, 50 years ago, hopefully a little wiser, but probably not that much. Same fears, same anxieties, same need to love, to hug, to laugh, to see others laugh. The me so familiar to me that I cannot understand why those others around me can't see it. I keep peeking out of myself to see if there's any sign of recognition in the crowd. There isn't. Here's the sad reason why. Are you ready for this? At a certain age, you can just stop worrying about your looks because you become invisible. Invisible. Took me a while to figure it out, but I am certain about this observation. Sing it with me now. I'm Mrs. Cellophane. That's my name, Mrs. Cellophane. 'Cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. They sang it in Chicago, but it is true for almost anywhere. That is a little sad, but indeed somewhat liberating. Nobody notices. Who cares? So I continue to be me. I just have to be careful walking through the parking lot to Publix. Maybe I should wear a bell around my neck so they can hear me, even if they don't see me.